From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. In the Thai capital, Bangkok, there's been more violence between Thai troops and anti-government protesters. This is the fourth straight day of violent clashes that have left at least 25 people dead. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Government officials reckon there are about 5,000 to 6,000 protesters gathered at their Miles Square encampment in Bangkok's upscale shopping district. The Thai military has spent the past 4 days erecting barricades on main roads leading to the site to keep more people from entering. The protesters have been trying to stop them. Power and water have been cut to the site as well. Protesters and Thai troops fought again today on the fringes of the protest site, protesters burning tires and using homemade weapons and real ones against the military, which responded with tear gas and automatic weapons. Subway and SkyTrain service were suspended again today. Both will be closed again tomorrow, as will the city's public schools, amid fears of more violence. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.
Meanwhile, the Thai government has rescinded a planned curfew for this evening. There are conflicting reports on whether anti-government protesters want to try to negotiate again with government officials. Prior talks collapsed and the violence followed. Officials with the Thai government indicate they're not willing to enter into new talks. Energy company BP says it has connected a tube to the gushing oil well deep in the Gulf of Mexico. Workers hope they can draw leaking oil upward to the surface of the water and then collect it in waiting tanker ships. There's new worry from scientists. They've discovered many new oil plumes in the Gulf. These are miles long, and they plunge hundreds of feet deep. The oil is killing oxygen, and fish and other marine life are dying. The Obama administration is asking BP to make good on its commitment to cover all costs related to the oil spill. Company executives have yet to respond. NPR's Tamara Keith has more.
In a letter to BP's CEO, the Secretaries of Homeland Security and the Department of the Interior list a series of public commitments made by company executives to pay for the spill. Then they ask whether BP really means it. The letter asks whether the company plans to pay damages that come in over the current $75 million statutory limit. Meanwhile, Interior Secretary Ken Salazar made his own commitment at Saturday's news conference, saying the Obama administration feels the pain of frustrated Gulf Coast residents.
We shall not rest. We shall not take a day off until we get this problem resolved.
The most likely permanent solution to the gusher is a relief well that is still weeks away from completion. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Biloxi.
NASA says the Space Shuttle Atlantis is headed for the International Space Station in intention to dock there. Six astronauts aboard are bringing new equipment. This is the last planned flight for the Atlantis. It'll retire with the rest of the shuttle program later this year. There are two more launches scheduled. This is NPR News from Washington. Election officials in Iraq say they have finished a partial recount of ballots from national elections held 2 months ago. Officials say the recount didn't change anything. Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's party very narrowly lost to a party led by former Prime Minister Ayad Alawi. The news means politicians will continue to talk about forming a coalition Iraqi government involving several ethnic and other groups. It's not clear if Alawi will get the first chance to head any new government. Airports are closing again across the British Isles because of a volcanic ash cloud. Iceland's Eyjafjallajökull volcano erupted last month, closing nearly all of Europe's airspace. Millions of air travelers were stranded worldwide. The BBC's Joe Lynham reports.
The airspace shutdown resulting from plumes of volcanic ash has spread from Ireland, Scotland and Northern Ireland to cover most of England's northwest, parts of the northeast and the East Midlands. From 1 p.m. today, some of Britain's busiest airports outside the southeast will be closed at least until 7 o'clock this evening. This means that tens of thousands of would-be travellers from Manchester, Prestwick, Belfast and East Midlands airports will have their plans severely disrupted. The UK and Europe's busiest air traffic zone in London and the southeast will not be affected at least until 7 this evening.
The BBC's Joe Lynham reporting. A French academic researcher accused of spying in Iran has returned home to France. Clotilde Rice flew home from Tehran after paying a fine of about $300,000. She'd been convicted of provoking unrest during last year's Iranian elections. She had emailed photographs of anti-government demonstrations in Tehran. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News in Washington.